There is need for us to execute the rehabilitation plan for the five rivers that feed into the Athi River Sabaki. As you know, the catchment areas which are in the wetlands around Kikuyu, around Lower Kabete and Ngong are the ones which form the primary tributaries that come into the Athi River. Unfortunately, all those rivers, when they traverse Nairobi, they go through densely populated areas in the slums and industrial areas. By the time they are getting to where we are now, in Machakos County, the river is already poisonous. It is poisoned. And it is absolutely necessary for us. Actually, it is an existential issue that we must immediately put into action the plan to rehabilitate those rivers, and if necessary, to put them into canals so that we spare them from the pollution. The crisis that is brewing is all this water is going to collect in Thwake. If it is not treated now and we don't deal with this now, without a doubt, Thwake will be the most expensive and the largest sewer in Kenya. And it's not something that we can afford in the Lower Eastern region, which is already water scarce, that what would possibly be one of the saving graces of our community will end up becoming a curse if we do not deal with the issue of pollution of these rivers as they come through Nairobi County.
So how will you address that if you become the governor?
We must deal with it at national level. We must cooperate with the national government and, if need be, do a holistic environmental plan that allows us to save these rivers close as possible to the source. In China and in other countries, they have put rivers which are at risk into canals and they've taken them underground so that by the time they pass through the heavily, densely populated areas, they come out still fresh water. Alternatively, is for Nairobi County to fast track its sewer management system to make sure that water coming out of densely populated areas in the slums and out of industries finds its way into a proper sewer line and into the sewage dump and not into the Athi River.